Easter, you want to wish them Merry Christmas because you won't see them again till then. And then there are the deceived who are not superficial, but the deceived who are very involved. They're all through the church. Jesus called them tares sown among the wheat. They know more about the church. They know about the life of the church. They're involved in the life of the church. They know a little bit about the Bible. They know Bible stories. They know what the new buzz phrase is, the Jesus narrative, to some extent. They could tell you some Bible stories. They know a little bit of theology, just enough to be dangerous. But there's no real humility. There's no brokenness. There's no godliness. They're just there. They're involved. They don't think deeply about things. They're not trying to be deceivers. They're not trying to be false Christians. They are, but they don't really know it. They're just kind of going along with the church activity, thinking, hey, these are my people. This is where I belong. And so you have the superficial, then you have the involved, and then you have, thirdly, the hypocrites. They know they're not believers. They show up at church on Sunday and they can't wait to get out of the place to go back to pornography, illicit relationships, wicked, evil behavior. Oh, the involved, they're trying to work on their ethics. They're trying to work on their morality and trying to be as good as they can be without any help from the Holy Spirit. Pretty tough, actually impossible. But the hypocrites, they've given up trying to be what they can't be, and they just pretend to be one thing when they show up at the church, and the rest of the time they are exactly who they are. Are these people all aware that they're being deceived? Oh, I think the superficial probably are really deceived, and they don't know it. I think the involved are deceived, and they don't know it. And I think for the most part, the hypocrites, they aren't deceived, they are deceivers. I don't know what they think you're going to gain out of it. Now, let's say you're here in a church like this or any church. You want to help. And you say, okay, we got some tares here. We got some people who are here. They're doing things in the church. They're involved. They're working at this Christianity thing. We got some other folks who show up now and then only sporadically. They're the very superficial ones. And we've got some well-crafted hypocrisy going on that is articulated very